was born right here. November 43, Dad was a captain in the army, fighting the Germans in Sicily. My poor little mama didn't know a soul in L.A. So we went down to the Union Station, made our getaway. Got on the Dixie Flyer, bound for New Orleans. Crossed the state of Texas to the land of dreams. Dress as black as a crow in a coal mine. She cried when a little girl got off the train. Your brothers and your sisters came down from Jackson, Mississippi. The great green Hudson driven by a Gentile that knew. Drinking rye whiskey from a flask in the back seat, trying to do like the Gentiles do. Christ, they want to be Gentiles too. Who wouldn't down there, wouldn't you? The American Christian, goddamn, on the Dixie Flyer. On the Dixie Flyer, bound for New Orleans. Cross the state of Texas to the land of dreams. Cross the state of Texas to the land of dreams.
Randy Newman on voice and piano, Mark Knopfler on guitar, and Dixie Flyer. The idea of you two working together seems very natural to me, Randy. Was it something that was suggested to you from outside, or was it your idea?
No, it was my idea, talking to him and hearing from other people, you know, what kind of guy I was and what kind of work he did, and I thought it would work out, and it did.
How about you, Mark? What was it about the songs that caught your ear?
Many, many things. Musically, Randy manages to get, I think, the tradition of American music in there. I always feel it's sort of American music on a grand scale. You know, even the shades of the great movie music in a lot of the melodies, which is, I guess, part of Randy's family background as much as anything else. And lyrically, the breadth of the ideas was amazing to me. I think Randy's probably influenced a lot of songwriters, and perhaps a lot of songwriters don't realize that Randy's influenced just in terms of what you can write songs about. You know, they're not just love songs, or probably 90% of songs are love songs. I certainly think Randy influenced me a lot in terms of character songs, you know, things like Sultans of Swing and Les Boys and Money for Nothing and all that kind of thing. I'm not sure whether I would have written those songs if Randy hadn't written character tunes. I'm not sure. It's very difficult to judge that kind of thing.
Then you'd only have like one house.
Yeah. And Randy, you know, we would never got together, and then Randy wouldn't be asking me for money all the time.
Yeah, every week I'd ask him for a couple $1 million.
What the songs are about, these, how, that Dixie Fly is, a lot of it sounds autobiographical.
Yeah, it essentially is. There's a few lies in there, but basically I was born in Los Angeles. I say born right here, which is sort of a joke, because only in show business would someone say I was born right here and expect anyone to know what he was talking about. But I was born, then moved to New Orleans when I was like 2 days old. But I didn't know that when I wrote the song. I thought it was a little longer. And then my father came out of the army and we left. And so there's some truth in it.
And this is, I dread the word, but there is a concept to this album, this sort of growing up and moving through life.
There's certainly the first three songs are take me up to about 5 years old, solid narrative, you know. I didn't intend on doing, you know, my whole life particularly, but there are about four or five that are, you know, at least purport to be autobiographical.
The songs on here which are not strictly autobiographical, they're these characters again.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you keep finding them? I mean, to constantly come up with these people.
It is hard, you know, when you think of it, because since I'm not writing traditional stuff, by choice and inclination, it is a little difficult. I go in to a room and I sit there and I play, and it sparks something, and often it'll be, you know, a different voice. It's not like I'm a split personality, but it'll be a character doing it, and you have to get the vocabulary right and have it be right. But I don't know exactly how I do it.
Back in the days when you were writing the traditional stuff, was that easy, the Tin Pan Alley stuff?
I can't remember. It was so long ago. Can I cry a little bit? There's nobody who'll notice it. Just one smile and things like that. They're relatively easier in terms of form. I don't know whether I could do it now, you know, with a form and a hook and everything like that. I believe Simon Smith was the first song that I ever wrote that was different, you know, that was like the way I write now. It's essentially the same sort of style. My publisher was real happy when I was writing, like, Just One Smile and Nobody Needs Your Love. Things were sort of hits here. And then I stopped. It just didn't interest me lyrically at all.
Tell me about this one we're about to do now, Roll With The Punches.
Roll With The Punches, it's a guy with a political view. I don't happen to share it, but it has the belief that people should just, the disadvantaged should just buck up and bear with it and persevere. Show some backbone, even if you're a little 5-year-old kid that doesn't have enough to eat.
Right.
Here
we go.
Did you like that count? Five, four bar. Say that people living in the street, no food in the belly, no shoes on the feet, 6 black children living in a burned up room, 1 bare light bulb swinging, no black kid come home from school, put his key in the door, rats on the stairway, just a junk is lying, his own vomit on the floor. You got to roll with the punches, little black boy. That's what you got to do. You got to roll with the punches. There's all these boring people, see them on TV, they're making up all these boring stories about how bad things have come to be. So you got to feed the hungry, and you got to heal the sick. And I say, we got to do nothing for those people, because, you know, it won't work a lick. It's just going to have to roll with the punches. Yes, it will. That's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to roll with the punches. That's what they're going to have to do. Whether you're white, black, or brown, won't get nowhere putting down the old red, white, and blue. Let him go to Belgium. Let him go to France. If they all ought to go to Russia, at least they ought to have the chance to go there. We've talked about the red. We've talked about the blue. But now we're going to talk about the white. That's what we're going to do. Now we had to roll with the punches. Yes, we did. We had to roll with them. We had to roll with the punches. We had to roll with them. I don't care what you say. You lived in the greatest country in the world when you lived in the USA.
With the punches, Randy Newman and Mark Knopfler.
You won.
What pleasure do you get out of this, producing other people, producing specifically, producing Randy's album, Mark?
Well, producing everybody, you know, people, everybody's different. I've had just a tremendous amount of enjoyment with Randy. I was supposed to do 3 songs, and we ended up doing 7 tunes. It's just a pleasure working with somebody like Randy, because he, apart from anything else, he's very much in control of what he writes. Every word that he writes, he's very concerned about the meaning of what he's doing, you know. Takes responsibility for what he's doing. We had a lot of fun. But sometimes you're just directing traffic, basically. You're not really doing very much. You're not really contributing any more than the engineer or any more than another musician on the session. Other times, you're working a lot harder if you've got to build something up more from scratch. But generally speaking, it's all done already. I mean, I didn't have that much to do.
No. You have it in your head how you want this to sound before you go
to some extent, he did. You know, he's being too modest. He did a great deal more, you know, more so than I've had on any other record. You know, things. Tremendous amount. You know, the lick on It's Money That Matters is his. I had it like in sort of boring sort of piano thing that I wasn't even going to record the song to some extent, and had to change the tune around to accommodate the lick. The Master Man and Baby J, this sort of rap thing, he's essentially responsible. I could have even given him writer's credit, but I forgot. But he did a great deal, you know, in terms of nuance and way the drums sound and way the bass sounded, and it was very active. I'd worked with the same people for a long time, and they tend to take you at your own valuation, which in my case is often low. You know, you go through, I'm sort of bad for morale. I didn't get him down, but I did sometimes. I was able to destroy his confidence. You know, I'd say, oh, this is no good, this is terrible, why do we do this, why do we do this? And he would, you know, it was tremendous psychological importance. You know, my other guys, they'd listen to me, and I'd say, oh, don't you think you ought to bring my voice down? I mean, I sound sort of terrible, bring it down. And they said, well, yeah. And one guy'd say to the other, he said, well, can you understand what language he's singing in still? And they said, yeah. And I said, well, let's take it down a little bit, you know, and get that snare drop over his voice. But Mark was, you know, liked the way I sung, liked the way I played, you know, and had just come at my music from being a fan, you know, had sat in a little room with me for 15 years and gotten depressed. Now he's depressed.
I'm depressed now, but it's like set in.
Yeah.
Now.
So I'll have to find someone else. You know, Jeff Lynne, maybe, because he only did one, and I didn't have time to depress him.
Are you going to... Let's choose an oldie here.
Oh, I do. You better move on, maybe.
Okay. Key?
By Arthur Alexander. F, what? You like
all right.
F better,
fine.
Huh?
Fine.
Yeah. You tell me... Wait, it's got some kind of intro, doesn't it? Oh, well, hell, I'm just going to start it, you know.
All right.
Oh, well, hell, I'm just going to start it, you know.
All right.
You tell me, give up the hand of the girl I love. You tell me, wait a minute. Worthy of... Okay, here we go.
Okay.
You tell me, give up the hand of the girl I love. You tell me I'm not the man she's worthy of. But who are you to tell her who to love? That's up to her. Yes, in the Lord above, you better move on. No, you can buy her fancy clothes, a diamond ring. I believe she's happy with me without those things. You're telling me to set her free, my friend, that will never be. Better move on. Can't blame you for loving her, but can't understand, man, she's my girl, and I'm never gonna let her go, 'cause you know that I love her so. I think better go. Now I'm getting mighty mad. You tell me, give up the only friend I've ever had. Telling me, set her free. A friend that will never be. You better move on. You better move on. You better move on.
Randy Newman, Mark Knopfler, you better move on. Did you find that you had a lot of in common with record collections? You must have been brought up on similar sorts of things and similar loves when you were younger.
I'll tell you the truth, I never had much of a record collection. I don't know how much I like music in a way. You know, it's like family business. I was good at it, you know, when I'd practice. I didn't practice much and I'd get praised, you know, at recitals and stuff like that. Music that I've loved, you know, I loved. This, as a matter of fact, I loved Arthur Alexander. I loved Ray Charles, Fats Domino.
I went to see Ray Charles a few weeks ago. It was so great.
Yeah, yeah, he's great. Just great. I'm always such a great singer. And you know, there's some classical stuff that I loved. But it wasn't a whole hell of a lot. You know, when people start talking that, oh, this, that, and the other, I don't even know. And I'd listen to hits, you know, when I was a kid and a teenager, but I had no real great... I mean, I'd always rather read or play baseball or something. You know, I love music, and I notice when I'm playing this song, I mean, I love rock and roll. I just love it. When I went to see Clapton play with Mark, it was great, just great. But I at the time, it isn't what I did with my leisure time.
Was pop music sort of looked down upon around the house?
No. My father was a doctor, so music wasn't in my house that much. My uncles were motion picture composers, and... I look sort of down on rock and roll. A few years ago, I had this party, and I invited, you know, my friends, and my uncle was there, and they had a jukebox. And my uncle, Lionel, was there. He was head of music at Fox, 20th Century Fox, for a long time. And they'd play a song on the jukebox, a bunch of oldies from the 60s, you know, the Chiffons or whatever the hell I liked. And he's playing a song, he said, "Rand, Rand," and I go over to his table, and he says, "Is this one of your songs? I wanted to ask because it doesn't have a melody." And so there's still always that kind of jam. And I once told him and Johnny Williams, there's a drummer named Steve Gadd, and he was getting $1,500 a day at this time, briefly. And I told Johnny Williams and Lyle, says, "You know, there's a drummer in New York, and this guy's getting $1,500 a day." And they sat and they said, $1,500 a day for a backbeat? And it bothered them the whole day. They just sat there with their heads in their heads and shook their head. A backbeat. Goddamn guy plays a goddamn backbeat. And he goes, "Johnny, do you believe that?" And no one, they talked about it for 2 hours, you know.
Money and, for nothing.
Yeah. And so there was some of that sort of contempt. But my Uncle Al, who was the sort of the family hero, he had a more of a Catholic view of it, you know, that it was like, you know, it's all music and it's all fine.
Well, let's go back again, and let's go back to Fats Domino, actually. New Orleans, which seems to, and the South especially, which seems to hold a fascination for you. Why?
My mother's family's from there. And it always interested me. A lot of good music, nice people. It was like a different place for me. I lived in Los Angeles mostly. And when I go back there, it was different, very different, you know. And it always impressed me.
And I've never been to New Orleans, but there are areas there that don't feel like America, I've been told.
Oh, not at all.
Another planet.
It's another planet completely. I was thinking...
it's not like America.
That it would be nice if the rest of America were like it, but then I thought, you know, that would make us a third world country if the rest of the country were like New Orleans. It's great. I love it. I like it best.
So Fats Domino. So you could probably play us the whole Fats Domino catalog here.
Sure, it's the same chords. Play Blue Monday. Blue Monday. I hate Blue Monday. Got to work like a slave all day. What Tuesday? Here come Tuesday. I'm so tired, ain't got no time to play. Wednesday come and I'm beat to my socks. My girl called, got to tell her that I'm out. It's Thursday, hard working day. Friday I get my pay. Saturday morning, all my tiredness gone away. With my heart and my money, and I'm out on the town. Sunday morning I hit it bad, but it's worth it for the time that I've had. Now I've got to get my rest, 'cause Monday is a mess. play Blue Monday. Blue Monday. I hate Blue Monday. Got to work like a slave all day. What Tuesday? Here come Tuesday. I'm so tired, ain't got no time to play. Wednesday come and I'm beat to my socks. My girl called, got to tell her that I'm out. It's Thursday, hard working day. Friday I get my pay. Saturday morning, all my tiredness is gone away. With my heart and my money, and I'm out on the town. Sunday morning I hit it bad, but it's
time that I've had. Now I've got to get married, 'cause Monday is a mess.
You almost look like Fats Domino there when you...
1, 2, 3, 4. High on a cliff in Mexico, stand down at the rocks in the sea below. I can hear church bells ring, I can hear choir. I remember the night you left. Drove to the station in the pouring rain. Sat all night behind my big iron desk. All on the water made of rain. And this bone white gravel road, both lies sleeping on feather bed. The hair's as black as the sky at night. The eyes are gray like the moon. You can run, but you can't hide. You can run, but you can't hide. You say you love me, but I know you lied. You said you love me, but I know.
You almost looked like Fats Domino there when you were singing that.
I did? Well, I've been put on a few pounds since I got here. Thanks.
He's what? He's 60, blah, 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 4, 5,
is he?
Mid-60s. Well, and still out there doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be out there at 65,
64. Hard to imagine, but I remember people were saying, you know, 20 years ago, oh, I'm not going to be doing this when I'm 30. Are you kidding? Or I'm not 35. But no one's leaving the stage, you know. Here's the Moody Blues. They're still going playing big places. And Ray Charles. And,
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry, yeah.
Still out there doing it?
Everybody. Yeah.
And you definitely will be, won't you, Mark?
I'll be doing it until I fall over, definitely.
Think so, huh?
Yeah.
Do you? I mean, it's pretty good. You know, it's a lot better than working.
You going to go out and do some of these live, as it were?
Yeah, I like to get, you know, I'd like to be like in a, we ought to get a group like the Wilburys. Who else would we get for it? Billy J. Kramer, you, me, Billy J., Johnny Holiday.
Peter Asher.
Hey, we'll get artists from many lands. Yeah, Peter Asher. Oh, lock me away. Who else would we get? You know who we should get in it? Madonna. Now, is that a good idea?
What a choice.
Madonna and Kylie Minogue and us.
The traveling...
Just the flying somethings.
Pancakes.
You don't like that? Well, who would you put in the group? Come on, let's do it now. We'll make some, not money, but, you know, really do good, some good stuff is what I want to do.
Fuck, you, nonplussed
you
by
and
this.
I, you're not in a group anymore. That's two. How many, a few more? McCartney. Okay, well, All right, yeah. We got it.
But are you planning some live?
I'll be going in the spring, probably solo. But I'd like to do some of Mark's available.
So I haven't said all that about bands. That he's going out by himself.
Well,
he's going out by himself again.
I've played with a band, and I like the show better by myself. You think I should have a band? Nah, you can hear the words and everything, and people like it.
Yeah, well, also, you know, you like to stop, don't you, in the middle of tunes
stop,
and say things.
And, yeah.
And your time is so bad as well. You
It'd
know.
Be hard for anyone to play with me, you know. I'd have to get a drummer who was an epileptic, possibly.
Well, let's get back to the album here and another song, a mournful love song, a broken-hearted love song.
Sort of, yeah. It's Bad News from Home, it's called. It's where I come out strongly against women for the first time. Much like Elvis Costello, but late.